Hard Mark Podcast.
Shrimp on the barbie. Shrimp on the barbie.
Do you respect that?
That's corruption.
I could make a fake snake.
You not pee in the pool. You not pee
on the barbie. All of myself is clean.
Welcome to the Hard Mark Podcast, everybody. Happy 2024. Rumpus Time is back. My name is Eric Donaldson. The purpose of Rumpus Time is to explore the mind of the weird and wonderful star of our program. He is the artist formerly known as the Man of 54,097 Compliments, the EVP of Soul Skiing Development, the Maitre D' of Matt Drama, the Tampa Bay Topsider, the Living Painting, the Talent, the Hard-Bodied Hero of Healthy Heels, Flying Ryan Murphy. Hey, Ryan.
How's it going?
It's good. Better now, seeing your bright and shining face.
Hey, good. My heels are doing great.
Feet are on point.
They're on point. Yeah. So, in fact, I haven't even thought about them until you mentioned the heels. So,
good. I'm glad to hear that. This is not technically the first episode that's been posted since 2024 because I took my time editing the last time that we got together. But this is the first time we've gotten together and recorded in the year of our Lord 2024. Can I just say, I was worried. Worried is maybe too strong of a word. I was concerned that you were spending New Year's just alone in your apartment with your cat.
So I spent Christmas Eve.
But you did. You did take a trip to California. It looked like you sent me pictures of you sleeping on a floor somewhere.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Any highlights? Anything worth sharing to the Markomaniacs about your trip to Kakalaki?
We had a fountain of mimosas.
Oh,
I mean, it was a little underwhelming to be honest, but it was called a fountain of mimosas. We went to the mimosa house in California. It was like the day after everyone had been up super late, and in the morning, some of us woke up. We went to House of Mimosas, and then they had this fountain of mimosas, and it was three of us, but you had to have four people there to get the fountain of mimosas.
Interesting. Mimosa house.
Yeah. Mimosa house. I don't know. Are they only, is it a California thing? I don't know.
It appears. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, we told the waitress, we're like, we have a fourth coming, but they're not here yet. And then she said, you know, I'm going to turn an eye here. And she gave us the fountain of mimosas. So, but it was really like a giant, like pitcher of mimosas, not pitcher, but like a,
I'm trying to find a picture of what this is here. Let's see.
What I was expecting though, is like an actual fountain, you know, that they bring to the table. It's like, you know, they plug it in and it starts like a fondue thing, but mimosas.
Sure, right, yeah. But you're saying this was more just like a pitcher of mimosa.
A giant glass pitcher of mimosa, yeah.
Okay.
So
I see.
It's still cool, you know, yeah. So we started there.
You're painting quite a picture.
There's so much going, but I don't know if this is stuff that should be, you know, would shatter my reputation.
I don't think our listeners think that much of you, if I'm being perfectly honest.
Yeah, no, it was good time. I haven't traveled since July, so it was good to get out, fly somewhere. And
where in California was this?
Sacramento.
Okay, that's like I was going to be my guess.
Yeah,
that seems like probably. That's like the spot that you go to.
Yeah. So.
And I know we talked about this off air as well, but still no update. We do not know where Ryan is going to be living come April.
Not yet, no.
All right.
No, it's up in the air.
I suspect by the next time we talk, you'll probably have an idea.
Tampa Bay.
Probably Tampa Bay. You're not You're not considering Charleston still. Like, that's a joke thing.
What do you think? Charleston's a joke and Tampa Bay isn't.
Because I'm looking at you right now. I can see you in Tampa Bay. I can't see you in Charleston. In a seersucker suit.
Charleston's supposed to be a nice place.
But to be fair, I'm not even going to entertain this Charleston riffraff anymore from you. But okay. Just so everyone's aware, Ryan has interviewed for jobs that are based out of the Denver area. So there's a possibility, despite all the negative things that he said, despite all the tiki parties that his apartment complex has generously thrown for him, he may stay in the Denver, Colorado region. So that's on the table.
I just want to kind of, you know, state for the record that it's not Denver. Okay. It's me. Denver's a great city. You know, it's not Denver's fault that this,
I don't want to put words in your mouth, but yeah. It doesn't seem like you've been super happy the whole time.
I'm not happy at all.
So why would you interview for a company? Like, did you not know that these companies were based solely in Denver?
So one of them has offices like kind of all over the country that I can work out of, but there's one in Denver, which is why they're interviewing me. So I guess I could move that. That said, some of these, it also pay comes in, you know, there's just opportunities here that, you know, pay. I would stay in Denver for the right amount of money.
I would be miserable for the right amount of money.
Yeah, I mean, those are just things. Those are, you know, those are on the table because of that. But yeah, I mean, we'll see. Maybe the next time we do this, I'll have a, you know, more solidified idea.
I hope so, dog. Because you got less than 3 months now.
Yeah, and now I have a new TV to move to.
That's right. The two 65-inch Lutheran brothers. That's what they call
them. Right.
The 4K Lutheran homeboys. That's us.
Exactly.
Down to clown. Hit us up on our socials. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. Should we get on Threads? Should we be on Threads, Ryan?
I'm on X, so.
We're on X. Yeah, we're on X as well. Yeah. But Threads.
I'm not even on Instagram, so I don't know.
And that bothers me. Can I just say, I wish you at least had a lurking Instagram, because there's sometimes wrestling stuff that I would find it funny to send you.
Well, I mean, you're also, it bothers me that you're not on TikTok. That's how I spend, you know, 7 hours of my working day.
No, I don't need that. I feel like I don't think that I'm going to join any future. I mean, I could be wrong. This could age like milk in the future, but I feel like I'm probably not going to join any future social media things. I think I'm done.
Well, I feel the same way about if I do that, it's just going to be another thing that I'm on. So I keep getting told, everyone's like, get an Instagram. I don't, you know, but if I do it, it's just gonna be another app that I'm on a bunch, you know. I don't need any more apps.
I'll say you sure don't. I think we've established
your
TikTok.
You just told me that I did, Eric.
Well, I'm changing my mind. I have the right to do that. That's well within my rights. How has winter time been in Denver?
We just went through this cold streak that I think everyone went through. Uh-huh. But it was -8 here the other day.
Woo.
I walked down to get, because I don't really care for this negative temps when it's sunny outside. I just what's the point of the sun when it's that cold? But when it's snowing, it's beautiful, you know? So I go take a walk outside when it's snowing. But it's I went there and I have my hands in my pocket and it hurts to breathe, you know, it's very cold. And then on the way back from the store, I had a coffee in a bag and the store is 3 minutes away walking, and my hands have never been in that much pain just in that short amount of time.
So you were not wearing gloves?
I was not wearing gloves. I was very bundled up. I had a hat on, I had my big coat. I was prepared. I wasn't wearing shorts, you know.
Were you wearing flip-flops?
But it just that is cold.
Yeah, I've never been in that level before.
But I still run the AC at night. Even at negative eight.
You gotta run the AC. I'm right there with you. We also, not negative eight, but we also got a little bit of that cold spell. Our pipe leaked. We got a leaky pipe.
And is that because of the cold, or is this because it didn't burst, did it?
It didn't burst, but it did.
Did it freeze?
I think it froze, and then that led to a leak, yeah. So we had, like, but Heather got home from work. I was, like, inside with the baby all day. Heather pulled back in, and, like, there was a big pool of water that had started forming underneath our back deck that was leaking through it. And so that's where all the plumbing for our bathroom on the middle floor of the house, that's where all that goes through. So I was like, uh-oh. And, like, you know, need to call the plumber pretty much immediately because you don't know how bad it is, and a $3,000 bill later, and
$3,000.
Yeah.
Is there a way? I mean, I didn't run into this when we had the house, but like, can you insulate that in the winter at all, or do you not really have access to get?
I mean,
down there? I don't know, like, if that's because the $3,000—that's a lot of money. Like, and that can just happen when pipes freeze. You know,
a couple years ago, we had an issue. I don't even remember exactly what the issue was. I think the toilet was doing weird shit, and then eventually, I came upon, like, because we were always closed that door, but like the problem is that bathroom's on like an exterior wall, and it's already jutting out from the rest of the house, so it gets super cold. So now we like leave the door open to try and make sure that the heat gets in, but I had neglected to like leave the faucets running, so that may have been part of the problem. I don't know. It's opened up right now. There's like some holes that have been cut out. We're gonna patch it up with my dad tomorrow, but I'm gonna add a bunch more insulation, and maybe hopefully that helps. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a bummer, but lesson learned. They haven't been in an apartment for a while, but the pipes froze and leaked or whatever, and then the fire alarm goes off for the whole building, which is the most annoying thing in the world. Like, I cannot stand when these fire alarms go off because it's so loud.
Yeah.
And like, you know, you got like pets and they freak out, you know, and like, one of the days I had an interview at the exact time my call was supposed to start, the fire alarm went off. So I'm like, damn, like, so but then the next day I was already, you know, I'm pissed already. And then the next day at like 5:30 AM, it goes off again. And I'm like getting ready to draft up a nice email. I'm just livid. I'm like, are we done? Are we done yet? I didn't send an email, but
good.
I hate it. So that's what we're dealing with. And I don't have to pay for it, but I have to listen to the fire alarm.
that's not nothing. Did you, last thing as far as our updates, and then we'll get into a ranking here. My household was sick more or less continuously for like 3 weeks during the holidays. And that was miserable. Like, let's see, the week leading up to Christmas fell on a Monday this year. The week leading up to that, so like the previous weekend, my wife and I both got sick. Evelyn somehow managed to not get sick through all that, which was nice. We were better by Christmas Eve, and then Christmas Day, Evelyn started getting sick, and so then she was sick for a couple weeks, and it was just nonstop illness, and only now, finally, are we all better, but like, holy shit, I didn't realize how much it sucks to have a baby that's sick.
I was gonna ask, like, because that's a little different than you know.
Yes, it was miserable, because like, you can't teach her, you can't tell her to do anything. You just have to like try and prop her up. And like, she's only now getting to be pretty decent with like sitting upright under her own power.
Yeah.
Like that's a very recent skill, probably because we were doing it so much when she was sick. You're having to constantly like suck the snot out of their nose.
How do you suck the snot out of their nose?
I'm sure there's a few ways now. We have two devices. The main one that we used was basically, it's got this little contraption, a little, almost looks like a tiny funnel that you put in their nostril. And then it's got a tube and some foam at the end. And then there's a longish hose that you suck on. And so you're physically, like, you're not getting snot in your mouth, but you're physically sucking the snot, like, with your own lungs. You're sucking the snot from their nostril into this tube.
I don't know if I could do it, even knowing that it's not going to get, I don't know.
I mean, you're going to have to learn, Ryan, because you're this child's godfather. So, I mean, the time will come.
This is not snucker or sucker. Like, would that work for a, when I'm sick, I hate that. I hate when I'm all congested. And Is there a device that I could, would that work on me?
You could probably suck your own snot. Like, there's no reason. I never tested this on myself, so I don't know. She hated it, for the record. Like, by the end of her illness, she would, like, physically be trying to swat the thing away. But I don't know how it feels. Probably not super pleasant. But, like, thinking out loud, I don't see any reason why you couldn't put that nozzle thing in your own nostril and then put the hose in your mouth and, like, suck your own snot out.
Well, I wonder, like, if it, because, like, you blow your nose, right? Like, but, like, I wonder if this does a pretty, like, it does it get more than, you know?
I don't think so. I think it's far more efficient to just, like, do a snot rocket, essentially. But, like, because they can't do that, you have to go about it this.
So it's probably, like, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that there would be a benefit for you or I doing it. I think we have far greater capabilities. Well,
business idea, you know, if you can come up with one that really sucks it all the way out, right, and you do it yourself, you don't even need,
well, don't say it out loud on the podcast. Message me about it afterwards, Ryan. This is a billion dollar idea.
Cut that in post.
You know Elon Musk is got bots that he's listening to all these great podcast ideas, inventions, etc.
Him and Joe Rogan are listening to our podcast on his podcast.
Is that exactly lawsuit pending? But so yeah, that was, gosh, yeah, that was that. We're just starting now to introduce her to, calling them solid foods is a bit of a misnomer because it's, like, really just more like applesauce type of stuff. But she's finally eating non-milk based foods. So it's good. A lot of exciting times. But I'm very, as I was telling Ryan before we started recording, today, as of the recording, is my final day on paternity leave. And I'm very proud of the time that I spent with my young daughter, and I think she's in a good spot as we move into both parents working full time.
There you go, good stuff.
Yeah, and she's hilarious. She's laughing all the time, and her comedic timing's amazing. So
very good, good. Yes.
I'm a very, very proud papa.
Well, I'll look forward to, you know, a meeting once I'm back up there at some point, you know.
I'm not going to hold my breath here, Ryan. you're hot and cold, just like Pink.
I wouldn't either, but, you know.
Let's get into it. This is the segment we know as Ryan Ranks It.
A wave is like a twister.
What are we going to have you rank this time around, Ryan? Well, I'd forgotten. So usually what I do, so I've got a gigantic list of all the things that I think would be interesting for Ryan to rank. This is how what's the phrase? Dad brain's kicking in full time. This is how the sausage is made, Ryan.
It's a Rob Katz phrase.
I'm never going to say it again. So a peek behind the curtain, everybody. I have a big list of things that I think might be interesting for Ryan to rank. I'd forgotten, and I'll usually set one aside as, like, this is the one I want Ryan to rank next. I forgot until, like, maybe an hour before you and I started talking about what it was, and I pulled up the list, and it made me laugh when I saw it. So that's a good sign, I think, when I can make myself laugh just by the...
Just now you saw it and
like an hour ago I saw it, and I was like, that's funny. Okay. That's a funny thing for him to rank. So with that said, without any further ado, we're going to have you rank conspiracy theories.
Oh.
Prominent conspiracy theories.
Okay, all right.
And however you want to rank them, you can rank them by your favorite to least favorite to favorite. You can rank them from plausible to most implausible.
Are you going to give a, depending on what it is, are you going to give, like, a brief overview of what this conspiracy is? Because I don't know if I know all, I mean, or do I know all of these?
You'll probably know most. I imagine you know most, and I can do a quick Google search to fill in any gaps as needed, but I don't think that there'll be anything that you're completely unfamiliar. I mean, with the amount of hours you've logged into TikTok, I'm sure you've stumbled into some of these rabbit holes.
That's probably true. All right.
But we got to start, as we always do, is I have to establish what is the ketchup of conspiracy theories, and I'm pretty sure the ketchup of conspiracy theories is 9/11.
And when you say ketchup, are you like the most popular, the biggest?
Yes, the biggest, the baddest, etc.
You know how I feel about ketchup.
You know? I do. I do know how you feel. You've made that abundantly clear.
9/11.
Yeah. So, like,
I guess it depends on how I want to rank it. Like,
it's up to you, but like you can do them by either ones you like best to least. You can do plausibility, a combination of both. How easily swayed you would be by someone who was super into one of these things.
I know, and that's the, like, I never got into any of I'm not a conspiracy person. I tend to like to just trust high level what people are telling me and just see it as truth, you know.
Okay.
Without digging too far into it. I mean it's a big one.
Jet fuel doesn't melt steel beams.
Yeah. I think it's totally just ridiculous. And like you said, the people who talk about it, and there's not like many, like I don't have a ton of friends who like would discuss that, but some of them would. I get that is fairly annoying.
Did you ever watch Loose Change?
What was it?
Loose Change, the 9/11 conspiracy video. It may not be on YouTube anymore, but like Loose Change was like the big video that was circulating around about that.
Was it just like a clip or something on YouTube, or is
it
actual?
It's a fairly extensive, extensive video on YouTube. Probably like an hour or so. I never watched it, so this is just it's a series of videos. Huh?
Yeah, I mean, like, this. I think I'm going to have to figure out, based on how I rank these, where this line. I mean, I put it number one, right? It's like the biggest, it's got to be like one of the biggest conspiracies out there, like,
sure.
Right? At least in the U.S.
Wait, like, so are you ranking them by their bigness?
I'm deciding still how I'm going to rank it. Okay. I just don't know. Like, I need to see the next one to figure out how I feel about this one.
Most to least fun.
Most least fun.
Most to least fun, yeah, I don't know. I'm just throwing out ideas.
Okay, I'll take these all into consideration.
But like, just so we're clear, so the 9/11 conspiracy, so that's number one. But jet fuel doesn't melt steel beams. It was an inside job.
I know, and that's
what else? Is there anything else that I'm forgetting about it that was circulating around? Wasn't there like there was a tower that fell and like nothing hit it or something? Yeah. So all really fun things, basically, is what I'm saying.
Let's just leave it there. I'll circle back to it. I can probably get more on it once I have it.
You need a point of reference
here.
You got to have this one. So we did 9/11, which, you know, a domestic issue.
Yeah.
Why don't we take things cosmic, Ryan?
The moon landing.
The moon landing. Fake moon land. Stanley Kubrick directed the moon landing as a way to scare off the Russians.
I mean, I kind of believe that one more than, you know, any 9/11.
Do you?
I don't know what I mean. Like, obviously, like, I think it all comes down to, like, the government lies to you, right? Like,
sure.
NASA is funded by, so they're all big liars. But like, it's like, fuck. A moon landing, that's pretty nuts, you know? Like, it'd probably be easier to film it in, like, Hollywood, you know?
probably would be a lot easier, yes.
Yeah.
But also, Buzz Aldrin's punched a lot of people.
I saw that video, yeah. I love that he did that. I mean, that could, you know, put this right over the top here, just that video alone.
Do you think that makes it more likely that it was a conspiracy, or less likely? The fact that Buzz Aldrin,
I think it makes it less likely. I'd be fucking pissed too if I went to the moon and then like someone's like, no, you didn't go to the moon. Like,
yeah, fuck you, old man.
All they put into it, unless they didn't put anything into it, and it was all, you know.
Right.
But, I mean, I don't know. I always used to like there's this Disney movie back in the day, like called like Xenon. I don't know if you heard. No. Disney movie.
Is this in the Brink era of Disney movie?
Yeah, it's kind of in the Brink, like, okay. 2000. But like they had this thing afterwards, and it was like, you know, be the like 100th caller, and like you get to go to space camp for summer, you know. And I was like, sick. And so I was on the phone trying to go to space camp. I didn't win.
What is it with all the children? This is, has nothing to do with conspiracy theories now, or maybe it does. I don't know. What is it with all the children's, like, game shows and stuff from about 1990 to whenever it is that you're describing that all had the prize of going to space camp?
I probably the moon landing.
Every Nickelodeon show.
Yeah.
Like Legend of the Hidden Temple, Double Dare. You won a trip to space camp.
Amazing.
Isn't space camp in Houston? What kid wants to go to fucking Houston?
I mean, I think any kid would go like anywhere as long as there's a space camp there, you know?
Between now and our next rumpus time, I will look into space camp because I have a feeling that it's probably a bunch of bullshit. Not that it doesn't exist.
It didn't look like that on the commercial. It looked fucking awesome.
If you don't get to experience weightlessness at space camp, then the whole thing's a fucking piece of shit. That's what
they put you in that ball, and it like spins like all these, like, you know, like you're spinning sideways and like upside down, and you know what I'm talking. Have you seen?
I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
yeah.
That's not worth going to Houston for.
Like you say, like you're like 9 years old. Who cares where you're going? You know.
I could be home playing
the space camp, like
crashing the boys' street challenge instead of being in Houston. I'm just saying, to really wet my whistle about space camp, there needs to be weightlessness. If weightlessness is not on the table, then there's nothing that they could do that would make me give a shit about space.
I mean, I don't know if they could. I mean, I know there is just now we're getting off topic here, but they have those planes that go up now and then they go away and then they just drop and you get this, like, I don't know, like a minute of just weightlessness.
Oh, now, I know that.
And space camp, I don't know if they take you up there or not to do
especially
that.
Especially in the 90s.
Yeah.
90s technology.
I don't know what they had if they had a weightlessness chamber. But like, I'm just, you know, that'd be kind of cool, you know.
Okay, there's a second thing that I'd be interested in at space camp. Toothpaste food.
Like, you just mean, like, you squeeze it out and you like, you want to eat it? Like, oh, I see. I would be interested, like, with the no gravity thing. Like, you squeeze it out and it just floats. Like, that would, you know.
Is that a euphemism for you masturbating and with zero Gs?
It wasn't, but I guess I could. I guess now it is.
Yeah. I would want to try space food, astronaut food. And I would want to experience weightlessness. Those are the two things. And as soon as, like, they could send me to space camp, and as long as I got to do those two things on day one, I don't need a day two. So I'll research what those kids actually did at space camp.
Yeah, no, let me know. Because I was a little bummed when I wasn't the whatever caller.
I have a feeling you didn't miss anything, but yeah, that's the moon landing. So where are we putting that?
Oh yeah, yeah. I think it's a less annoying conspiracy because it's kind of a harmless conspiracy, you know, like 9/11 is a little
Buzz
bit
Aldrin,
like
it's not
asshole-ish, you know?
Oh, sure.
But like this one's like a little less, you know, yeah, a little less harmless. So it's more of a fun, lighthearted. So I'm going to, yeah, fuck the 9/11 conspiracy. Let's drop that and let's move this up to number one.
Okay. Moon landing.
Yeah.
One, 9/11, two. Got it. Let's see. Let's move along here. 9/11, I think, has become the main conspiracy, but it wasn't always that way. I think the original, the OG conspiracy in the conspiracy world, among the social circles that I hang out in, Area 51.
Mm.
Aliens.
Yeah, I mean, I lived in Nevada, so.
I hate that you've lived now in multiple states. Done anything of note in any of those states, but now you could just.
Eric, I wouldn't be able to tell you it's Area 51, okay? Had I been there, I wouldn't know. It's top secret. Yeah, I mean, I think Area 51's I actually think that one's. God, I feel like this is just going to be put like number one. Like everyone's just going to stack on top of. I love Area 51. So I used to be like really into aliens.
What? So how's that not come up on the podcast at all?
I don't
Independence Day was my favorite movie, Eric.
E.T.?
Said Independence Day, but E.T. is fine.
I was watching this visual, and it was like the highest grossing like net movies like of all time. And E.T. was up like number one since like from like 82 to like 2009 before like Avatar came along.
I believe that E.T. almost ruined the video game industry as well.
Why?
Oh god. The quick answer, and again, this is off the top of my head. I don't have notes or anything for this because I didn't expect you to fucking ask me about E.T. for Atari. But Atari needed to get a video game out quickly with the E.T. license. So they acquired the E.T. license so they could make an E.T. video game to coincide with the movie. And they basically told this developer, you've got a ridiculously short amount of time to make this game. It was like weeks. 2 or 3 weeks, one guy. And so he made this game as best as he could, but the game fucking sucked. It was awful. You can't even do, like, it's to try and play the game is like just complete guesswork. It's unclear anything what you're trying to do. And so the game completely bombed. They made millions of copies of this E.T. game, and it sold like dog shit. And so then they ended up having to fill landfills with this E.T. game, and it nearly killed the video game industry until Nintendo showed up on the scene.
Should have buried it in Area 51.
It's possible they did.
Tie this all together.
We don't, yeah, exactly. This could be the ultimate conspiracy.
I think there's a lot of, like, I love the weird desert atmosphere of it too, like where it is, and like all like just.
You weren't living in Vegas when the whole like storm Area 51 thing happened, were you? I don't think you were.
I might have. I moved there and I might have. It was 21.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, I moved there like mid 2021. So
okay.
Yeah.
So you might have been Naruto running around the base.
But it's like, what I mean, as the conspiracy is like what they're holding in there, like the information they have,
is there a UFO? Is there are there alien corpses?
Like, they're not.
Is Tom DeLonge an informant?
It is. I mean, it's crazy how like
I saw the aliens. That's my.
That's good. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's my Tom DeLonge impression for the week.
I mean, I just as like a broad thing, I like it more than I like the moon landing.
Hey, you know what?
Fuck yeah.
So new number one.
New number one, yeah.
I don't know if we've had a ranking that's gone this way before, where it's just been like, you know, do one after one after one.
This is a weird scale though. Like so I'm still trying to.
Yeah, you're kind of pussyfooting around a little bit. Like I want you to commit to like what you're ranking these by. I guess it's just the ones you like the most.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, well here's one that you're gonna love: Flat Earth.
Flat Earth.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, these people are very passionate about what they. What they do.
It's true.
What they love and believe.
Is this the biggest conspiracy going currently, do you think? Has this surpassed 9/11?
I mean, I just think, like, I think if 9/11 happened right now, 9/11 would be a bigger, you know, obviously deal. I think 9/11 is just such an old one. But yeah, I think, I'm just saying, like, I think it's such a stupid, like, it's not, and I'm not trying to be like, hey, I'm so smart. I know the earth is round. Okay. I'm just,
sure.
It's that there's, it's when you can't, like, when no amount of evidence, like, matters, you know, like, anymore, then it just makes things weird in the world, you know? And this is a prime example of that. So I feel like I had one friend one time bring up something about, like a flat, he didn't flat out say flat earth, but
they don't.
Yeah.
Those people don't say that. Those people,
no, but they kind of like, they kind of nudge at it, you know.
Yes. Yeah.
They're like, no, I don't really believe in it. But if you look at like the evidence,
yes.
Like,
some really interesting things. If you actually like, there's this video you should watch. And, that's how it always goes. They don't. They want to like dip their toe into crazy and then see if you jump.
Yeah, I remember who it was. It was COVID Greg. My old roommate in Vegas.
It took me a second to like, okay, COVID Greg.
Yeah. Me and my other roommate were sitting out there and we were just out there like chilling, and this guy comes up and he's dabbling in this stuff. Like he is like you said, he's just sticking his toe in the water, like all over it. And like, he doesn't want to straight up say, cause he knows he's going to look stupid, but like he's doing it. Like he's doing the dance like around the splatter.
You got to respect that, Ryan. So new number one, that's
hey,
what we're saying.
I didn't say I didn't respect it. You know, like I'm not pissed. I'm having a good time. Like listening to this stuff. It's just fascinating. You know, I've never met one before. And I guess I did. So
I do thought, yeah, no, I mean, I'm sure if you spoke to someone who's like all in on flat earth, like, because like off the top of my head, I have the question of, what's on the other side? How deep is the earth until you get to like the bottom of the earth? That whole thing. Like how does day night, how does that work if there's a top and a bottom? Like there's lots of questions that I'm sure they would concoct some story for that I'd be curious about.
Right. Like what happens if you fly west and you keep going west? How do you end back up at the same place? You know, like it would be it, you know. I would love to, you know, I guess meet, yeah, it'd be fun to meet some more people like that, I guess, you know, like in real life.
I didn't even think about that, but yeah, like where do you determine the earth cuts off at? And like,
well, there's a big ice dome, right? Around the,
oh, is that what they're saying?
Yeah. There's an ice wall, like around the perimeter of the earth.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. It's just past Los Angeles.
I like to keep an open mind, Eric.
Yeah, well, so, yeah.
You know.
So it's the new number one, is what you're saying.
Yeah, you can put it there.
I'm not going to put where would you prefer it? So Eric,
I mean, this conspiracy to me is all about the people, right? this one's, it's not the conspiracy itself. It's about the people and the passion that they have.
Absolutely. And
you gotta love it. So I don't know, you can put it number one. We might, yeah, we'll put it. No, we'll put it number one, and then at the end, if I feel like this needs to be shaken up at all, I'll shake it up. You know.
Okay. Noted.
Yeah.
So flat Earth. If this is all just number one over and over and over, that'll be very funny to me. We'll take a step back again. We had Area 51, which was an OG conspiracy theory. Another. Real trendsetter, a real barn burner of a conspiracy theory. The JFK assassination.
Mm.
The man in the grassy knoll. The one-armed man. It was the government killed him.
But I mean, is this like what about like him coming back or him still being alive?
I don't think that's a conspiracy theory.
Isn't it? Like I thought that was the one with JFK, isn't it? Or like.
Yeah, I think you're thinking of Elvis.
No.
Elvis swiveled his hips. Oh, my monitor just came on, Ryan.
Oh.
Hey, good for me. Look at that. What a great day. No, JFK conspiracy is that there was... So, is that they arrested somebody who didn't actually kill him. There's all these theories that, like, the trajectory of the bullet couldn't have possibly come from the shooter that they eventually pinned it on. It had to come from this other direction, the grassy knoll, if you will, Ryan.
As you don't know, like a lot about, I thought it was like, he's still alive or
no, there was a lot of people that saw him get shot.
I know. I know the events and I didn't realize there was a conspiracy about the angle of the,
yes, there was a second gunman. That's the main crux of the conspiracy, is that there's a second gunman who actually is the one who shot JFK. The one-armed man. Or am I confusing that with the fugitive? Now I'm unsure. Did JFK jump off of a waterfall? I don't even remember.
Yeah, I mean,
pretty sure I was thinking the fugitive with the one-armed man. But nonetheless, grassy knoll, that's real. That is part of the conspiracy.
Grassy knoll?
Yeah, there was a gunman on the grassy knoll. Like, people have done these analyses. Let's take a step back. You know where he was shot, yes?
He was in the car, right, in the back seat?
He was in a car in Dallas. They were doing a parade. people were basically saying, and so I think the gunman was supposed to have been in like a clock tower or something, or like up in a few stories high. And then people who are like, you know, experts about ballistics and were like, no, he couldn't have possibly made that shot. The shot had to come from over here. And they'd point to like a grassy sort of, I've only ever heard the term grassy knoll in relation to the JFK assassination. No one could ever point to me and be like, hey, look at that grassy knoll. Like, that's never happened. But I think it's like a small hill.
Well, I mean, if I'm taking this at like, you know, given that, I'm like, I mean, is that a conspiracy or like, you know, could that really happen? These like ballistic experts, like, no, it happened over here in the I mean, like, well, I like from, yeah, I also thought this, you know, there's a guy in a tower, he shot him in the back of the car. I didn't realize there was a conspiracy about that it may not have been him.
If you Google search grassy knoll, it just pulls up JFK stuff. So apparently, yeah, this term has literally just been overtaken by JFK conspiracy.
Did this get investigated by like authorities, or is it just people who are like,
that's no, also part of the conspiracy is that conspiracy theorists claim that the government orchestrated JFK's assassination.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And the man who really killed him was a government plant who was on the grassy knoll.
There's always a goddamn government plant, you know?
Well, they should stop being, you saw ET, Ryan, you know how it works. The government, yeah. The government's always trying to get you.
Yeah.
He's just trying to get home, for Pete's sakes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. This one would probably be regular. I don't know a lot about it, so sorry.
I just told you.
To me, it's like, well, you know, really well. That sounds feasible. But I don't know. I don't know a lot about the incident. So
aside from the incident. Him getting, so what are you ranking it?
I mean, I'd probably put it number 5.
Ooh. Tough luck, JFK.
Yeah, put it number 5. That's not that fun, you know.
That's not that fun. I don't want to talk about a guy getting shot from a knoll or a tall building. Either of those are not fun to me. So that was 5, but I do have one more.
Okay.
Unless you have one that you find particularly interesting.
Oh, I mean, I don't know if I want to. Just go with your thing.
What do you mean?
No.
No?
No.
What?
It's not that interesting. I just don't want to get super political here on like conspiracy theory stuff.
Pizzagate. You're a big Pizzagate guy. Is that what I'm hearing here, Ryan?
Pizzagate. is that the next one?
No, it's not. No, I did not go with Pizzagate. No, I went with one that we can all believe in. Reptilians.
What about it?
Oh, God damn it, Ryan. You're going to make me fucking Google this shit.
What about reptilians?
Some of us are reptilians masquerading as humans. If you just Google search reptilians, which is like benign, right? We can both agree that if I just Google reptilians, that's a benign thing to Google. You agree?
Is this like Animorphs?
It's more Transformers Beast Wars, but yeah, you get the idea. But okay. No, if you Google search reptilians, the very top thing is a Wikipedia reptilian conspiracy theory. So I'll just read the picture. Holy shit!
Are you on the Wikipedia?
Yes. Are you on the Wikipedia?
Yeah.
Did you expand the picture out at the top of the article?
Is it the guy in the... Is it...
With penises! It's a guild.
Your penis gets smaller as you get.
Well, everyone knows that. The bigger you are, the smaller your penis. But if you Google, and I encourage Markomaniacs, do your own research, okay? Don't just take our word for it. If you Google search
reptilians on these topics.
Wikipedia, the top result, reptilian conspiracy theory. And like every Wikipedia article has like the picture at the top. This has a very crude... It's described with text that reads as follows. An artist's conception of a reptilian, an adult human male, is shown for scale. So the reptilian appears to be, I'm going to say, 10 feet tall. It looks like the creature from the Black Lagoon. It appears to have gills. other than that, though, very human-like, like human-like eyes, mouth, nose. It has a weird thing. But the most notable thing, what really caught my eye is the fact that the human male, I mean, I would say they drew the human male pretty, you know, for a flaccid man. they were fairly, you know, like just hands off. But the reptilian, his penis and testicles, which he does have, is at least half the size of the human man's.
Maybe he's a grower, you know.
Could be a grower. That's entirely possible. But that really caught me off guard. I had to go on a tangent there. But here's the summary here. Okay, the idea of reptilians is popularized by David Icke, a conspiracy theorist who claims shape-shifting reptilian aliens control Earth by taking on human form and gaining political power to manipulate human societies. Icke has stated on multiple occasions that many world leaders are or are possessed by so-called reptilians. So that's a conspiracy.
Mitch McConnell. Yeah.
He is... I mean, a turtle is technically a reptile, so I'll go with that. I'm downloading this picture.
The Wikipedia picture?
Absolutely. Sending this out to everyone I know.
I know, that one really got, yeah.
Oh, man, I was just not expecting that. I was just not expecting the size of penis.
I know this is off topic, but like, I was watching South Park the other day, and... it was the OnlyFans episode.
I don't think
if you've seen it. Mm-mm. But it's about like Randy Marsh like getting an OnlyFans, and they have so much penis in that episode. Like just all like balls on the table, like, you know, it was part of his like he's like cooking, you know, he's like these nuts and like but like I also like I paused the TV just to like go, and I realized it was just on his dick. Like it just I don't know what this is. I think they could just do this now or whatever, but like I mean just all penis, you know, like
I think meat. So. Yeah, this is off topic, but whatever. We don't need to. This is our show. We can do whatever we want. Society as a whole, I think, is shifting towards penises.
You think so?
Yes, I think there's a lot more media because I think that there's a certain sect of the population that have been like, you know, we've really shown women's bodies for decades now. We've never really shown men, it's time to even the scales of genital justice here. Let's show some dong.
Maybe.
I don't think that's where the South Park guys were coming from, for the record, but I do think that there's been a more concerted effort of really showing Wang lately.
Do you think it's just Wang? Are we getting more comfortable with nudity or just Wang? Like,
I mean, I feel like we've been pretty comfortable with female bodies for a long time. I mean, not super comfortable, obviously, because... You know, we're still prudes at heart, you know? But like I think as far as like movies and like HBO and shit like that, there's definitely been a concerted effort. Like we should show penises more. I think.
Okay. You might be right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
you know who's responsible for that, right, Ryan?
No,
the reptilians. they're just so envious of our human penises that they just want to see them more. So they have something to aspire to. Or when they make future designs, they can be like, "Oh, extend the penis longer."
they definitely shrank it. You know.
Oh man, what a good picture! I love it. I love it. Where are you ranking any thoughts about reptilians and how they're controlling us and how Hillary Clinton is absolutely a reptilian?
I mean, I think it would be a fun one if you're into it.
Breaking news here in the Hard Mark podcast. Jeffrey Epstein and his reptilian pals palling around on his.
No one knew on the list, but he's a reptilian.
Yeah, absolutely. No, they all knew.
Yeah. I don't know a lot about it, you know? So I think it'd be the most fun one potentially, you know, if you were into that.
So does that mean number one or does that mean not number one?
I put it number five because I just think it's more fun.
It's the most fun one. Let's put it number five.
Well, just.
So you're bumping JFK down.
I'm bumping JFK down. Yeah.
Okay. Reptilians. So here's how it's, so this is your last opportunity to adjust things.
Okay.
Number one is flat earth.
Good.
Excellent. Two is Area 51. Yeah. Three is the moon landing. Four is 9/11. Five is reptilians. Six is JFK.
The only one I think you could switch there, I don't think I'm going to. I think that you might be able to switch the moon landing and 9/11 just because, like, 9/11 is an interesting one for sure. I think it's getting a little disrespect.
How dare you disrespect?
Yeah, I mean, I'm so just like an odd, like, you know, I'll mention that those are probably interchangeable, but you know, I don't think the list is too jacked up right now. We could leave it and be just fine.
Well, there you have it. We've got our completed conspiracy theory list. Ryan, notoriously guarded about his real beliefs around conspiracy theories. Dry January has made him a little bit more cautious about what he's willing to disclose on the podcast.
Give me six shots of tequila.
Oh, man. Tequila Ryan would have had some fucking opinions about this shit. Can you imagine? Holy shit. What a time that would have been. But we didn't get Tequila Ryan. This might be the first time, I can't remember another time where you didn't drink on the show.
I it's been pretty, I think I've had like three or four, five episodes where I didn't drink, maybe.
Maybe.
Out of like, how many episodes have we done? Like
this, I mean, don't even add. Well, I mean, if you're counting the separate rumpus times and wrestle talks, it's like well over 100 at this point.
Yeah, so.
But yeah.
Less than 5%.
And people notice, Ryan. People.
I know.
Let's ask the talent.
Ask the talent.
We are hot takes, and boo, we're freezing our asses off. So you know we need something hot, Ryan. Real hot. Today's take of Ask the Talent, hot take. It's going to be a unique one because this is not actually a clip from a wrestling show. This is the first hot take. This is not going to be a clip from wrestling. It is wrestling related, but it is not a wrestling show clip. What we're going to watch is a clip from the ABC News program 2020.
I love 2020.
Do you love 2020? Have you watched 2020 before? Are you a 2020 guy?
Yeah, I've watched it. Yeah. I'm a big Dateline NBC 48 hour mystery and a little bit of 2020 when they have a game.
You catch the first 20 minutes or so, sure. So in the build, Ryan, to the very first WrestleMania back in 1985, you were just a little shimmer, a little spermy. Actually, you weren't a sperm yet. What are people before they're sperms? Like, how do you get made into what you are before you're a sperm? You tell me, Ryan. You're the expert.
Are you? Well, I mean, are you really a sperm or an egg? You know.
Ooh, that's a good. That's an excellent point. I mean, yeah. I guess the egg part. Did you know that that girls are born with all the eggs that they're ever going to have?
Mm-hmm.
Like they're all the eggs are inside of them at birth.
I did know that. Yeah,
it's crazy. Yeah. But sperm, you just keep making that. That baby batter just keeps getting made. But anyway. 1985. Ryan wasn't born yet. I was great. I was two. It seems like the WWF was a part of pop culture in a way that wrestling as a whole had not been previously. Between co-promotions with MTV that brought the upstart network its highest television ratings ever at that point, Hulk Hogan and Mr. T's media blitz across talk shows and Saturday Night Live, it seemed that no matter where you looked, wrestling was there. This was especially true in the New York market where the inaugural WrestleMania was going to be held. But the increased attention on wrestling would not be all positive. 2020 had a roving reporter by the name of John Stossel. Have you heard of John Stossel before? He's still around.
Yeah, I've heard the name.
He's like a prominent libertarian leaning towards conservative talking head dude. He's one of the many people who, like, once he lost his platform on Fox, he kind of created his own thing.
Was it recently that he?
Within the past few years, yeah.
Oh, okay, all right.
But where did I leave off here?
Too liberal for Fox.
Too liberal for Fox.
Yeah.
Who had a reoccurring segment called I love this. So John Stossel had a reoccurring segment on 2020 called, quote, "Give Me a Break," where he'd provide a skeptical view into various subjects. Now, with wrestling's popularity booming, Stossel found some willing wrestlers to provide him an extra in-depth overview of how wrestling works on camera. So they would teach him how the wrestlers will pull their punches so as to not hurt each other, how the wrestlers will cooperate with being picked up for body slams, and effectively these wrestlers were exposing the business as being cooperative rather than being competitive. Unsurprisingly, the men that Stossel had met with were already out of the wrestling business. And so by participating in this story, those men essentially made sure that they were going to be blackballed for life. Mm-hmm. Emboldened with his success, Stossel will then get access to the WWF and Vince McMahon himself. Stossel asked McMahon flat out if his WWF product was fake. Vince, for his part, provided a cagey non-answer, claiming that it's not a sport in the traditional sense, and it is something totally unique. Go ahead. Do you have a question?
Is there a reason he had to answer like that, and kind of that, like, instead of, I mean, when you give a vague answer instead of just saying like, oh yeah, no, it's totally real, like it's legit. Like, was he, I mean, under obligation to tell like the, or not lie about it to some degree? Or like,
I guess there wouldn't really have been any downside to him just saying it's 100% legitimate, unless, yeah, there wouldn't have been like a legal reason he wouldn't have said that. It could be possible he just didn't want to look stupid just because he felt like some people were going to be in the know, but at the same time he didn't want to like completely expose it at the same time. But yeah, if I was Vince, like, what would I have said? I don't think that there really would have been a downside to him. Like, let's say you're Vince and you already know that John Stossel had these interviews with these other wrestlers. You could have very easily turned that into, well, what those guys were doing are fake, but here in the WWF, we're real. Mm. But like, at the same time, you may not want to insult people's intelligence. So yeah, I don't know. Now, I would say the Vince of several years later, he probably would have used the term sports entertainment, but that hadn't been thought of yet. But in addition to Vince McMahon, John Stossel was given access to the wrestlers themselves. One in particular by the name of Dr. D. David Schultz. Now, if you didn't know any better, you'd probably think that Schultz was related to Steve Austin in some way. They have very similar gravelly voices. They have very similar prickly demeanors. Schultz was somebody that took his profession very, very seriously, and he did not like outsiders coming in to try and tear it down. So, with all that said, let's go ahead. Let's watch that interaction between David Schultz and John Stossel.
Maybe fake violence breeds real violence, and not just among the fans. Seems to egg on bullies like 6'6", 260-pound Dave Schultz. He used to be tag team partner of Eddie Mansfield, the wrestler who's just told us how every match is fake. I ask Schultz questions that I assume all wrestlers have been asked dozens of times.
What? Is this a good business?
Yeah, it's a good business. I wouldn't be in it if it wasn't.
Why is it a good business?
Because only the tough survive. That's the reason you ain't in it. And this punk holding the camera, reading he ain't in it. Reading these rednecks out here ain't in it, because it's a tough business.
That's terrific.
What, is that all you got?
I'll ask you the standard question, you know?
Standard question.
I think this is fake.
You think it's fake?
What's that? Is that fake?
Huh? What the hell's wrong with you? That's open hand slap, huh? You think it's fake?
What the hell's fake?
Huh?
What do you mean?
Fake.
What the hell is tonight?
I mean, okay, hold on.
Okay.
Is this real?
Okay, so where did you? You just saw the slap, and now you're back at Barbara Walters and John Stossel. Okay, that's what I wanted you to see. So now we can just kind of talk about that.
The slap.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. That's So, interesting like topic, but like with wrestling, this always like has been a right. I think this is how it first came on the pod. Is it fake or is it, you know, whatever? Like,
sure.
But like now I can't tell if this is fake or real, you know?
This was real.
This is real. So yeah. 2020, ABC is doing an interview.
Yeah.
And he really got, I mean, like, cause that's assault.
Yeah.
And he's, But it's also at the same time, it's so wrestling. Like, you would see, like, if it wasn't like 2020, you'd be like, this is totally part of the show, you know?
Yes. No, he sued and got money. So
he did. Okay.
Yes,
all right.
This is real. What you just saw. So yes, he essentially approached somebody who, like, we saw the Vince McMahon tact of kind of like, yeah. Oh, I don't know, maybe. And then you saw the other side of things. Like, you think it's fucking fake? Slap. And then how about another fucking slap? So there's two sides of that wrestling coin of, is it fake, and how you can kind of respond to it.
That's pretty wild.
So Dr. D. So the rumor is Dr. D has claimed, David Schultz has claimed, that Vince got in his ear and basically said, hey, this John Stossel is going to approach you.
Mm.
You handle this, essentially. Like, you show him how fake this shit is. So that's what he claims. And then Schultz was more or less fired from the WWF shortly after that incident happened.
Really?
Yes.
For other reasons?
No, I mean, essentially just for, like, you know, attacking someone.
If Vince McMahon was like, do it.
Well, he claims that that's what happened, but Vince McMahon is like, oh, of course I would never. Like, did Vince really
classic
tell?
Wrestling drama here, you know?
Wrestling has always been full of carnies. And so it's impossible to take them 100% at face value, but at the same time, is it out of the realm of possibility for Vince McMahon to have told him to do that? Absolutely not. I could see Vince McMahon telling him to beat the shit out of John Stossel.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I don't, let's see, I bet I can find out how much money he won in the settlement. But no, he claimed that he lost his hearing in one of his ears.
Oh my God, what a pussy.
And then afterwards, of course, after it was all settled, they were saying, it wasn't as bad as I made it sound like it was.
I mean, it didn't look terrible, but it was definitely like he slapped him, you know, like, for sure.
He knocked
like,
him down twice.
I at first I thought he got the microphone, then I saw him go back for his face, but I guess he
hit him twice in the face. Yeah. Hard.
Okay. All right. Yeah. No, it, yeah.
$425,000.
$425,000, really?
Yeah.
Yep. And who did he sue WWE or like?
He sued the wrestler David Schultz. He also sued the WWF. Yeah, Titans.
I mean, I'd get slapped in the face twice for $425,000. I'd do it for half as much.
Maybe even a quarter. Maybe.
Maybe definitely a quarter.
Yeah, $425,000 is how much he made. Okay.
Especially back in '85, like, it's a lot of money.
Yeah, I mean, calculated inflation, that's over half a mil for sure.
Okay, all right. So, what do you want me to?
What grade do you give it?
I like that. That's my style right there. You know? Like, I really respect that a lot. Both parties, you know, like. But
I just say really quick before you finish?
Yeah.
There's, oh man. Granted, I'm a homer for wrestling. Like, I'm always going to be pro. I'm always going to be pro wrestling and con things that are against pro wrestling, like always in all things. But like, oh man, the way he approached David Schultz, Dr. D, with that question, he was just so fucking smarmy and such a little shit. It's so satisfying seeing him get slapped in the face.
Maybe I need to watch the clip.
Watch it one more time. The way he comes across, he's such a little bitch. And you're so, I'm so pleased when he gets slapped.
I'm going to watch it again.
Please. Here,
oh, he got him harder than I even thought in the second one. Yeah.
I'm going to hit you with the standard questions. I think it's all fake. And smack.
It definitely came at him with that fake one. But it's just so wrestling, and the fact that it's real makes it even just a little bit more wrestling, and I love it. what's the scale on this again?
What A B C D E F.
A B C D. I mean, yeah. How about an A minus?
Oh, we've got our first A. There you go.
Yeah, it was in the A's. I don't want. I mean, it's not. I guess it could be better, but like, it was really good.
He could have like punched him and kicked him and stuff. But yeah.
But yeah, no, it was good clip. I liked it.
There we go. Yeah. So eventually we'll have, even more, because there were other wrestlers even in that same time frame of that build to WrestleMania where other people outside of wrestling got hurt by wrestlers. So who knows, maybe we'll watch one of those. But that's it for Rumpus Time, everybody. Follow us on our socials. We're not on Threads. Don't ask me to be on Threads. I won't be on. Maybe I'll be on Threads. I don't know. I don't really post on anything anymore anyway, so probably won't be on Threads. But Ryan, anything else to pass along?
That's all I got. I gave it everything today. So
he's sweating it out. It's like a hot box over there. He's going to do some drugs and vomit them out. Whatever that vomit drug is, he's going to do it. Because he's giving it all. But if you're not hard, get hard. Once you get hard, stay hard. Rumpus Time is over. Jet fuel does not melt steel beams. Thanks, everybody. With penises!